Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the deal for me and Johan Oviedo. You can slot him in now in the middle of the order in 3 and 4 as a starter. Mm-hmm. He's got grit. He's got great personality. He's got great character. He's going to work hard. He's been working down in Miami with Aroldis Chapman already as it is. So I think it's great. Look, last year he came off an injury, but prior to that, they thought he was going to be one of those guys, like the 1-2 punch that they were going to have with him and Skeen. So I like this deal for Boston. I think they get that right-hander. They get that swing and miss guy. He's got a really good slider, a good changeup. He's not scared either. He's going to go right after you. He's going to pitch inside. He's going to move your feet. I really like this move for Boston. There's something about him when he has presence on the mound. Big dude. Throws a lot of strikes, but he's got that swing and miss stuff, nasty sliders, top of the zone fastball, 96, 98 miles an hour. When he's healthy, which he is right now, this guy's going to be a weapon.
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show.
Yo, it's all Arcan.
On WEEI.
Good evening. Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here at WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios. We are powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original, and tonight we're here with you for...
Not that long. 10, 20 minutes. Close to 3 hours, I guess.
No, Ricky, actually just 1 hour. We have 1 hour tonight. And then we have BC Hockey for you, as it is a very busy night on all the WEEI airwaves. You have high school football on 850, where BC would normally be. And instead, that game is going to be coming your way right here starting at 7 o'clock. That said, I'm excited for that, by the way. I'm going to be listening to that on the way home. In a previous lifetime, I used to cover UMass Lowell hockey. Norm Bazin, who's still there, I think, right? I haven't been paying as close attention, but I used to do a weekly interview with him, and he was awesome. He was an awesome dude. That's tonight. It's coming your way at 7 o'clock. In the meantime, I wanted to react to Norm Bazin, still the head coach there. Very good. To what you just heard there from Yonder Alonso over at MLB Network. He likes the trade. He likes Johan Oviedo. Says he can be a weapon when he's healthy. He had Tommy John surgery in 2024. And for the first time, pitched in August of last year and wasn't bad. Still a relatively young player. Didn't have to give up a ton to get him unless you really like the password. I know some people did. People liked him in Worcester for sure. He was high up on the Red Sox prospect chart as well. I know that sort of bothered some people. But he's also blocked. He's also blocked at the major league level right now. And the logjam in outfield is still something I'm waiting for this team to address. But I want to not focus on that for the moment. I want to focus on something I saw on Twitter tonight when I got home. Around like 10:30, 10:40, Tom Caron at Nesson tweeted out, the amount of pitching depth the Sox have added in just over 2 years of Craig Breslow's tenure is remarkable. Now, TC's my guy. I love TC. I saw TC out after a game once. We hung out for a little. I was over there with some friends. And he was there, too. Where were we? It's down in Kenmore Square. Cornwalls? Yeah, it was Cornwalls, I think. And we hung out, and TC's great. And he said, the amount of pitching depth the Sox have added in just over 2 years of Craig Breslow's tenure is remarkable. And I didn't think much of it because, yeah, they acquired another pitcher. They have made lots of moves for pitchers. And in large part, yeah, you can say that they have added depth, but it's also, you know, not to like be a wet blanket about this. You give Breslow the benefit of the doubt, but there's a lot of moves that were made, some very, very good ones and also some pretty lousy ones in the brief time that Craig Breslow's been here. I'm going to go down this list. Joe, if I miss anything, you let me know. But these are the good deals, pitching deals. And I'm not even just talking about starting pitching, but like relief pitching, whatever, all the pitchers. These are what I consider to be the good deals that he's done. Greg Weissert and Dick Fitz for Verdugo. I thought that was very good. Justin Slayton, I like that trade. Cooper Criswell, free agent signing. The Quinn Priester-Nick York trade that brought Priester here, I liked. Aroldis Chapman, free agent signing, excellent. Garrett Crochet trade, fantastic. On the good side, did I miss any obvious ones?
I mean, you could say maybe signing Justin Wilson. I know Wilson was like 50-50.
Okay, let's add that too. Justin Wilson, that's a good one. He's a productive pitcher for you. He wasn't a star or anything, but productive, sure. Okay, Justin Wilson. On the bad side, there was the James Paxton deadline trade. Lucas Sims. Luis Garcia, that was all the same year, right? That was all 2024? The Walker Buehler free agent signing, not a good one. Liam Hendricks, a two-year deal for him. I'm going to say the Chris Sale trade, just based on what they got back and what Sale did once you traded him away. I mean, I think that trading him wasn't a terrible move at the time, considering, you know, the state of everything. But in retrospect, you certainly can't call that a good trade, can you? No one's calling that a good trade, except maybe whoever got to save his money on his contract. Trading away Quinn Priester, bad trade. Letting Nick Pivetta walk in free agency, I'll give that one maybe a 50-50 because Pivetta, you know, Pivetta like goes to San Diego where it's really hard to hit home runs and people start hitting less home runs off him. I don't know that he would have given you anything close to that at another year at Fenway Park. I just don't know if you could have. But he went somewhere else, and he immediately got better, and he pitched well, and you sort of looked at that and thought, man, it would be nice to have that guy now at the end of the year. And I think letting Criswell get claimed by the Mets, I saw people the other day talking about, oh, it's a great contract. You know, no one's going to make a claim on him. Well, actually, the Mets are, and the Mets did, and now he's a Met. So I think that's not great either. I liked when they brought him in. I thought, I don't think Criswell was like a stud or anything, but if we're talking about the amount of pitching depth that the Sox have added, then you have to also point to something like this.
Yeah, that one game against the Astros, Criswell came in last season, was huge.
He was awesome in that game. These moves are to be determined. Sonny Gray for Fitz and Clark. Oviedo for the password, obviously, that just happened. Brennan Bernardino traded to Colorado. And we're not sure about Lucas Giolito yet, but in the event that he leaves, then I think letting him walk and not bringing him back would be a bad move as well. So, did I miss anything on that side?
Patrick Sandoval.
Patrick Sandoval, thank you. It's no wonder I missed him. Where the hell?
Lot of people have missed him, don't worry.
If he walked in here right now and sat down and was my two chair, I wouldn't know who he was. Honestly, I don't even know what he looks like. Patrick Sandoval. But yeah, okay, there's one there. If you think of any other ones while I'm going on about this, then by all means, chime in there. And I will say that when you go through the totality of this list, the good outweighs the bad. Because on the good side, you have Aroldis Chapman and Garrett Crochet. You have a number one stud ace, and you have the best closer in baseball last year. You know, like that's huge. That's a humongous, gigantic thing. But you look at some of these other ones, on the good ledger, Criswell's gone, Priester's gone. Those were two of the good moves. Like, you know what I mean? Those were two of the good ones. Weissert, Slayton, fine. But then you put that up against all the whiffs, and it's just like, first of all, the amount of pitching depth, like, it makes it seem like Breslow never misses, you know? And, like, obviously he whiffed on a bunch of these. Not to mention the fact that when they really needed pitching depth at the end of the season going into the playoffs, they had to throw Connolly early out there in an elimination game. So, you know, how much pitching depth was there really? And I don't mean this to, like, pick on TC. Again, that's my guy. I like TC. But I just, you know, like, it's hard to sit there and be like, yeah, wow, his pitching depth is so great when you were in dire straits at the end of that season. Now, it's injuries, right? Yeah, it was the injury bug that took over. All these guys were on IL. You know, you had everybody. Cutter Crawford never pitched. Tanner Houck. Everett Giolito going down at the end of the year. It was brutal. I mean, you had all these guys. It was just one after the other. Oh, another bad one, Dustin May. Forgot about that, Dustin May. Another one on the bad side. Keep trying to think of another good one. I guess you could say Steven Matz, right? Was that good? Did you call that good? I'd say it's.
I would call it good.
It wasn't a bad move. He wasn't bad for you.
He helped during the regular season stretch, but he basically didn't pitch at all in the postseason.
Did he? Now he didn't throw one inning?
Oh, I feel like he did, but it just felt like it wasn't a meaningful inning.
Okay. Well, either he did or he did. I don't know. Yeah, so that. Dustin May, not good. Steven Matz, eh. You want to put him on the good side, fine. But the good side is weighted down heavily by Crochet and by Aroldis Chapman. And those were great moves. I mean, both of them, great moves. Sonny Gray is to be determined. Hopefully that's in the good side there. Oviedo, same thing. Bernardino, I liked Bernardino. I'm not really sure why they traded Bernardino. It's not like they have a lot of other lefties. All they have is Chapman. Chapman's like the only other lefty in the pen. So I didn't like that. I thought Bernardino was a pretty good soldier for you and pitched well when you needed him to. And I know he wasn't great, but I don't know. I don't know much about this Braden Ward they got back. But either way, I just sort of felt like the lefty in that pen had more value than that. But there you go. What's it really all about here? How good has Breslow really been? You can make an argument that he hit on two big, big whales. And aside from that, there's a lot of pretty serious whiffs. I mean, just, you know, serious ones. Jordan Hicks. Jordan Hicks, another bad one. I really undersold the bad side, didn't I?
There's Kyle Harrison in that same deal.
Yeah.
So the deal itself could be good or bad.
That's true. Harrison, we'll see. But the one major league ready guy there was Jordan Hicks, and he was bad. Texter said, I forgot Chapman. No, I didn't. I said Aroldis Chapman. That free agent signing was great. I said that right after Priester and right before Crochet. Did he let Eovaldi walk? Yes? No? I don't know.
Eovaldi left in 23. That was pre-Breslow.
That was Chaim Bloom. Chaim Bloom was Eovaldi. Yeah, that was before Breslow got here. Yeah. You know, so, again, this isn't to try and pick on Tom Karen because there have been a lot of additions. There have. He has brought in a lot of, you know, a lot of arms. But you can't ignore some of these misses, because some of these misses are pretty serious. And some of them kind of shake my confidence a little bit. Because even though, you know, Sonny Gray, I didn't love that move, but I thought it was a good move that made you better. It wasn't some big, oh my God, now the rotation's unstoppable type of move. But I didn't think it was a bad one. Oviedo, I guess we'll see. Seems like it's a little bit of a lottery ticket on a guy who just had Tommy John surgery and who they hope is going to round back into form. And who that Pittsburgh team wasn't too busted up about moving on from. And sort of take that into account. I would hope that there's still more to come. And it's not fair yet to judge Breslow on this offseason when there's still so much time left in it. But I do feel as though my confidence that he'll be able to recreate something close to last year in that offseason is starting to fade a little bit.
Yes. You do. Yes.
And it's not even really a reflection of Breslow all that much. It's more a reflection of that stuff that Sean McAdam was talking about. The luxury tax, operating at a loss, etc. That's the type of thing that gets, okay, so we're getting this guy off of Tommy John, doesn't cost very much. Okay. I see what we're doing. I see how we're operating. I see what the vision is starting to come into form a little bit. I mean, there's still a lot of time left. We're in the very early stages of it. And Sonny Gray's a big name. It's not like he's some no-name guy. Oviedo, at the very least, is like, this guy was in Pittsburgh. You know, no one really heard about him. He'd pitched against the Red Sox and no one remembered. So, like, you know, it was one of those type of deals. I'm sure Will Fleming remembered, but like the rest of us are all like, yeah, who? And it's fine, you know, like it doesn't mean you have, it doesn't have to be some guy everybody's heard of. That doesn't have to be like the main draw of it and the main part of it. Guys come out of nowhere all the time in Major League Baseball. That's fine. But when it comes to Breslow and his track record's pretty spotty when it comes to pitching. It is. And I think that that's a perfectly reasonable thing to discuss. If you like Sonny Gray and you like that move, which, I do, then you should be feeling okay about what's still to come here. If you really think that McAdam and you know, some of these other people, some of these other whispers around the team are not just accurate, but something steadfast, not wanting to incur further financial hardship with the team when you're operating at a loss. And I just, I can't even say that without turning my stomach. Doesn't that turn your stomach? It turns my stomach that that's even out there. But it is. I mean, that's where we are. And I don't know. Breslow, I think, was able to succeed last season when he was given carte blanche. And that carte blanche meant go out and do what you got to do. Here's the checkbook. Get Crochet and sign him for whatever you got to sign him for. And not just that, they signed a lot of guys. They signed Roman Anthony. They signed Sedan Rafael. They signed Brian Bale. Like, they signed all these contracts. Some of them were very team-friendly. I mean, I think in a few years, the Roman Anthony one's going to be a total joke. He's going to, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's just setting up a conflict down the road at some point. But right now, it's a very team-friendly contract, but it's money. It's, you know, it's money going into the payroll. Maybe not market value, but whatever. So they're being shrewd about it. But they're also being cheap. And if that's the way it's going to be this offseason, that's going to be very noticeable and no one's going to fall for it. No one's going to feel bad. No one's going to care that you're operating at a loss. It's going to be very disappointing if that becomes prohibitive in your quest to build this rotation back up to what it should be and spending the money to do so also with bats in the lineup.
Ew.
Yeah. You know, like that'll be very disappointing. And the main reason is because we saw what it looks like when the Red Sox go out there and Breslow goes out there and is able to flex a little bit and actually spend and actually, you know, make a massive blockbuster trade, giving up a lot of valuable prospects. So we'll see. I'm not going to punish them yet for something that hasn't happened. But I will say that if it does continue in this direction and that they don't really go too much more over the top than this, then there's going to be a negative reaction to that. Absolutely. And it's going to be tough for Breslow, I think, to continue to tout the idea that that one offseason is more indicative of his tenure here than this big, long list of just pitchers, by the way, pretty bad deals. And that's, you know, if we're just going one for one, it bad outweighs the good. If we're going in terms of talent that came in as opposed to going out, then good outweighs the bad. So it's really just a question of quantity over quality. I'll take the quality personally. But, you know, the ledger eventually starts ticking in one direction. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Celtics are playing the Lakers tonight. We'll have some thoughts on that as well. And later on in the show, I have some strong feelings about something I heard today during the FIFA World Cup staging. What is that called? What is it called when they tell you which teams are going where?
The group draw.
The group draw. That's what it was. Yes, the group draw today. It was like 2 hours long, this thing. God bless you if you sat there and watched the whole thing, honestly. I could not imagine 2 hours of that. Are you kidding me? I could 2 minutes. I couldn't last. And clip that. And yeah, that also ties into something that was said during this group draw that I just can't believe. First, here's Joe Braverman. He'll get you caught up on what's trending, and then we're right back.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by BrotherGiftGuide.com. It's the second night of a back-to-back for the Celtics as they are back home to host the LA Lakers. Jaylen Brown is off the injury report. He will play for Boston after missing last night's win over the Wizards with an illness. For LA, Luka Doncic with personal reasons and old friend Marcus Smart with a back injury are both out for tonight. And just recently in the past hour or so, LeBron James was ruled out dealing with right sciatica and left foot arthritis. Tip-off from TD Garden is set for 7 o'clock. The Red Sox officially announced their trade with the Pirates, where they acquired right-handed starter Johan Oviedo, lefty Tyler Samaniego, and catcher Adonis Guzman for outfielder Justinson Garcia and pitcher Jesus Travieso. Also, right-hander Cooper Criswell was claimed off of waivers by the New York Mets after being DFA'd by Boston earlier in the week. The 2026 World Cup draw was earlier today, and the United States landed in Group D. Their opponents will be Australia, Paraguay, and the winner of a UEFA playoff between Turkey, Romania, Slovakia, and Kosovo. The World Cup begins June 11th with Gillette Stadium as one of the host sites throughout North America. Boston College men's hockey faces UMass Lowell tonight from the Songus Center. You can listen to coverage right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM beginning at 7 o'clock. Puck drop for the game is at 7:15. And tonight is night two of the MIAA Football State Championships featuring Division 5 Shawshene Tech versus Foxborough, followed by Division 3 King Philip versus North Attleboro. You can listen to both games over on WEEI AM 850, currently in progress. Ready to make holiday shopping easy? With the Brother Gift Guide, you find it, you wrap it, and done. From creative to practical, find all your gifts in one place. Make the holidays shine at BrotherGiftGuide.com. That's BrotherGiftGuide.com. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Seven guys in double figures. Nice team effort today.
That's how you handle business. 146 to 101. A 45-point rout of the Wizards here in D.C.
Rouge. There he goes. Rouge to James. Kick it. Corner. Rouge. To win the game!
At
Rui
the buzzer!
Wins it! And James gave him the basketball!
I've said it all my life, to the time I've seen LeBron play, he always makes the right play.
Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. Don't have a lot of time tonight, so if you want to jump into it, it's 617-779-7937. Red Sox on the table. Celtics and the Lakers tonight. Tipping off at 7 o'clock from TD Garden. Is that an Amazon Prime game? Great. That's great. What's even better is there's no LeBron or Luka playing tonight. So sorry about that if you're heading in there. LeBron ruled out because of multiple injuries.
LeBron drawing.
James, who is, he's got arthritis, right? Or did he have arthritis when to start the year?
It was sciatica.
Sciatica, right. It was some old man thing. Some old man.
These are
injury.
Both old man things.
It's true, yeah. Luka is out for personal reasons, I think. It's probably the North End, you know. He's just got to go there and eat. And Marcus Smart going to be out tonight as well, which I know that's going to really bust up a lot of Celtics fans hoping to see Marcus Smart tonight. I think that the Celtics and the Lakers are still something. I mean, it's not completely over. Luke is out for the birth of his child. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, he went back to Slovenia.
He's back in
Slovenia. For his second child.
Got it. All right. Well, congratulations to the Doncic's. His wife doesn't live in L.A.? He didn't move him back? He had to go all the way to Slovenia? Damn. That's, wow. Like, it'd be one thing if they were, like, still in Dallas, but, like, still all the way in Slovenia. Slovenia is beautiful, by the way. Ljubljana, I've been there before. One of my best friends in high school married a Slovenian girl. And we all went out to the wedding. It's right on the border of Italy, too, so a lot of good pasta for Luka to eat. That's very nice. Anyway, Celtics-Lakers tonight. You know what you might see? One thing you're definitely going to see is Austin Reeves being the focal point of an offense in the NBA, which is just a wild thing to think about. It's even more wild when you consider that Austin Reeves is incredible this year. Austin Reeves is killing it. He's like first-team All-NBA. I heard them say on the midday show, maybe. Like, he's playing at that kind of level right now. Austin Reeves. Like, what? When did he become? I know he was like a pretty good role player, but now he's like a star on that team. And I certainly didn't see that coming. Luka Doncic is averaging 35 points a game. Austin Reeves is averaging 28.9 points per game. Basically 29 per. I think that's more than Jaylen Brown. Like, that's insane, isn't it? Austin Reeves? Nope. Jaylen Brown is averaging exactly 29. Which means that Austin Reeves and Jaylen Brown have very, very similar numbers right now. Austin Reeves, 29 points, 5.7 rebounds, 6.8 assists. Jaylen Brown, 29.6 rebounds, 4.8 assists. Reeves is shooting a slightly higher percent from the field. It's just like, what? How did it get, what glitch in the Matrix created this? Austin Reeves, no Luka, no LeBron. You know who you might see tonight? Joe, you know who you might see tonight? Bronny. Could be a Bronny game. You know what? I hope you do see Bronny tonight, because that's history. It's history. I saw a tremendous, tremendous piece on some Laker fan blog just randomly pop up, and I took a click. It'd just be clickbait if we had time, but we don't. At the end of the show at 9:45, so we're doing it right now at 6:30. The Lakers drafted Bronny 55th in 2024, okay, with the 55th overall pick. Not really a pick that you hit on a lot, you know, right? There's just not a lot of picks at 55. It's a very low hit rate, maybe like a 1 in 10 chance you find a rotation player that late in the draft. The Lakers obviously did not draft Bronny because he was the best player available. They drafted him because he was LeBron James' son, and in doing so, they passed on the following players. Danish Jenkins, undrafted guard out of St. John's, has been a defensive stud for the Pistons and has also been scoring and shooting a little bit and has come off the bench to give Cade Cunningham a break. Rotation player in Detroit, best team in the Eastern Conference, or one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. Spencer Jones in Denver, second-year forward. Now starts, plays big minutes, defending and rebounding with energy. His scoring has popped. Scored 44 points in his most recent two games. The San Antonio Spurs have a guy named David Jones Garcia, an undrafted 2024 player. And these guys are all undrafted. I mean, 55, that's near the end of the round, and these guys are mostly undrafted guys. But they could have been drafted. You could have had them. You absolutely could have had them. Justin Edwards. Celtics fans may remember Justin Edwards, that guy who hit all the threes against the Celtics in that game the Sixers beat him. The first or the second game, I can't remember. But I remember this kid out of nowhere. I was like, who is this guy? Just bombing three. He had like seven threes in that game. Then Naquan Tomlin, Cleveland Cavaliers backup. I don't know what he is, but Brendan Carlson's a career backup center. Jamison Battle, P.J. Hall, Keshawn Johnson in the Miami Heat rotation. Now, none of these guys are household names or anything like that, but they are all rotation players. Meanwhile, Bronny James is just there, you know, like he's just there, and his one real function on that team is to be there to LeBron James' emotional support child, basically.
That means absolutely nothing.
That's what he's there for. As for the Celtics, I've been talking a lot about the Celtics and Jaylen Brown and the heater that they're on right now. They've won three in a row. They've won five out of six. That game against the Wizards was an old-fashioned Celtics beatdown, and the Wizards are just, oh my God, are they depressing. What a depressing team that is. I can't believe anyone goes to those games. Chris Middleton, I feel awful for Chris Middleton. That poor guy playing for something in Milwaukee. He wasn't a very good number two to Giannis or anything like that, but at least he was something. That team in Milwaukee now, Giannis is averaging, what, 36-14, and they can't win games? Like, that's incredible how bad that team is. I know Lillard went down with the injury. And the rest of the roster is all Giannis's brothers. But, like, you know, that's where you're at. That team, I'm not surprised that he wants out of there. I'm not surprised that they're working to make that happen. I would love Giannis on the Celtics. I think that'd be great. Anyone who doesn't want Giannis on the Celtics is lying to themselves. I don't want to trade Brown or Tatum, so that means it won't happen. But I would like to have him on the team. Of course I would. That'd be awesome.
You're a liar.
I'm not a liar. I am not. Celtics, other than beating the tar out of the Wizards, have beaten the Knicks, the Cavs, the Pistons, and the Magic here recently. And that was all after losing that game to the Nets. Jaylen Brown calls the team out, and they've been on a heater ever since. They've only lost that one game. It was to the Timberwolves. It was a great game. Brown and Anthony Edwards going back and forth. I like that a lot. I wouldn't trade Jaylen Brown for Giannis. I think that Jaylen Brown right now is proving his worth and sort of proving his mettle, and you already have an established guy that you know can win a championship if you surround him with the right people there in Jason Tatum. Those two, I think, have earned the right to be given another shot at it before you try and bring in Giannis and hope that him and Tatum work well together. I just, you know what I mean? As much as I like Giannis, as much as I'd like him here, I'd like to add him to what they already have. I wouldn't trade Jaylen Brown for him, not because I think Jaylen Brown's necessarily a better overall player. He's a better shooter. He's not the same kind of offensive force that Giannis is. Giannis can't really shoot the ball, but, like, you know, neither could Shaq, so... You know, like, if he can still go out there and score, bully ball or not, sorry, Andy Hart, you know, bully ball, that's a real thing, and that's a way to be a dominant player in the NBA. He's not the only one that plays bully ball. You don't think Jokic plays bully ball? He does other things, like, you know, shoot, which Giannis can't do, but I still think Giannis would be a tremendous addition to any team, and I think that the intrigue with him and where he ends up going and how serious that calf strain is and all that is all very intriguing stuff here as the season moves towards the All-Star break and the trade deadline.
I'd like to see some banging.
Hey, now. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones. Our good friend Matt is in Rhode Island. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, RK?
What's going on?
No, I'm with you 100%. And, first of all, that was really sketchy how he came up with the calf strain, and then the next day him and his agent are talking about his future with Milwaukee. Okay, let's not forget, two Christmases ago, like Jaylen and Giannis stole each other. Remember, Jaylen like literally almost punched him in the face on Christmas.
I remember that, yeah.
And, you know, yeah, so all these other trade rumors with Jaylen, you know, he's very sensitive and he's a very serious dude. He doesn't like his name in trade rumors. Before that, I was like, you got to deal with it. But this, honestly, I think is, I get it. You have to do your due diligence if you're Brad Stevens, but, like, I would keep that under wraps because, like, it is disrespectful. Jaylen's playing the best basketball of his career. Let's not forget what he did in those two finals. I'm talking about Golden State and Dallas. He was the best player on the floor. And lastly, I think Jaylen has upside. I don't think Giannis has any upside. You know, every time he's taken an L, Jaylen Brown's come back to the lab and he's recreated himself. He has upside in his game.
He does. You're right. And it's Giannis, by the way. Yeah, you're right, Matt. I think
Giannis is a child.
There are some things that Brown could do better, but those are things that, like, he could have been doing better his whole career, like the free throws, like the turnovers. Like, those have been issues for him since he came into the league, and eventually just you are what you are. Same with Giannis. Like, Giannis was never really much of a shooter, and he still isn't all this time later. He's been in the league 13 seasons, Giannis has. 13 seasons. And, you know, two MVPs, one defensive player of the year, one championship, and now on a team that's going nowhere. I mean, just really going nowhere fast. And I think that if you trade, if you even consider trading Jaylen Brown for Giannis, then you're getting very close to that being your situation too, because you don't know exactly what Jason Tatum's going to be coming back from an Achilles. I think that he'll come back and he'll be fine, but you don't know that, and you're gambling not only on him coming back and being, you know, this guy that you were hoping for, but also you are gambling on the fact that Jason Tatum and Giannis Antetokounmpo will be able to play well together. And I'm dubious about that with Giannis. Giannis, Tatum, Brown, I can work with that, okay? That's something that, at least in my mind, all right, you have a rotation now. You can set up the offense that way. It won't just be a two-man thing. Giannis gets hurt a lot, you know, so the two-man thing becomes a one-man thing, which I guess, I don't know, we're talking the NBA here. Brown gets hurt a good amount. Tatum's out for the year. So, you know, maybe injuries is just all kind of a wash at this point. And I would like Giannis on the team, of course, but it's not. I don't even think it's going to get discussed. You think Chisholm wants to bring in Giannis? You think that's like in the budget right now? I don't think that's even close.
Antetokounmpo.
I don't. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Caller's right, by the way, not about how to pronounce Giannis, but the Jaylen Brown is playing the best basketball of his career. He deserves, at the very least, to play out this season as the number one guy. That's what I think. I would hate to see him get shipped to Milwaukee and have to replace Giannis by himself on that team with all those nobodies. I mean, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not a good situation. I want Jaylen Brown's story this year to finish in Boston. I don't want there to be, I don't even really want to hear, like, trade rumors about him at this point. Like, he's your guy. This is the team this year. If you believe in Brown and Tatum, and I think that Chisholm and these new owners certainly should, if you believe that those two, when healthy and was surrounded with the right, you know, supporting cast, can win you another championship, then you stick with that. You don't pivot to a very disruptive yet talented and dominant player like Giannis and just assume that that's going to work. Look in Milwaukee. It's not working there. He won that one championship. He's put up great numbers. He's been a tremendous player. But we're talking about the team. We're not just talking about one guy. And it does seem like where Giannis is right now at this point in his career, it's become the Giannis show in Milwaukee, and that's not good enough to win even more games than you lose at this point with that team. And certainly not enough, wouldn't be enough here in Boston, I don't think. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Quick break. When we come back, our president, your president, my president, said something outrageous at the FIFA draw today. We'll get to that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is shocking.
United States of America. Excellent. Group D1.
I think he's getting the hang of it now.
Yes.
Australia.
Big noise there.
There they are.
Paraguay.
Oh, oh, wow.
Paraguay, huh? Is that good? I honestly don't know.
It was Aaron Judge who said it, so who knows?
Could be. That was from the FIFA draw. The FIFA World Cup draw in Washington, D.C. today. The Australia pick, that's not, USA is not playing Australia. That was just Shaq. Shaq happened to be one of the people making the draws.
Australia.
No, those were the picks for the group.
Oh, that's the whole group.
Yeah.
Well, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so it's USA.
But U.S. plays Paraguay, right?
Paraguay. Well, that's in their first game, but it's like a round robin kind
Got it.
Of tournament thing.
Okay. I know nothing about the World Cup. I don't care about soccer. I just, it's not anything that has ever really captured my attention, even as a child. And I remember listening to the Big O on these airwaves talking about, and this was true 30 years ago and it's still true now, every kid in America plays soccer. Every kid in America plays soccer. They just do. They're out there. They're playing soccer at some point in their life.
Football.
And it just has not caught on. It just hasn't. It's amazing. It really hasn't. Every other country in the whole freaking world. And in America, it's just like, meh. And I know that there's some very, the Premier League and Serie A, and I'm familiar with some of the leagues, but I just, you know, I don't follow it, and I don't care about it. I just don't. I like the other sports just so much better. I can't explain it any more than that. I just like other sports more than soccer. They don't score enough. That's the problem. That's my problem with it. 1-0, 1-0, 2-1, 2-0. Like, that's it. That's my biggest issue with it. They score more in hockey. And they hit in hockey. I just find soccer boring. But a lot of people don't. And it has gotten more popular in the States. I'm not going to pretend like it hasn't. But it's certainly not the big deal that it is in almost every other country in the entire civilized world. Anyway, neither here nor there. The president was there. And he received an award. He received the FIFA Peace Prize, which I didn't know was a thing. I guess it just became a thing this year. Or maybe not. I don't know. Oh, no, it was the first FIFA Peace Prize, yeah. It was presented to him by Gianni Infantino, who's the president of FIFA. Trump also awarded a medal that he put on almost immediately. The FIFA Peace Prize is presented annually on behalf of the billions of football-loving people from around the world to a distinguished individual who exemplifies an unwavering commitment to advancing peace and unity throughout the world through their notable leadership and action. So, Trump gets honored. And then he said something that I frankly could not believe. I don't know how to set it up any more than that. Joe Braverman, if you would, here is the president.
When you look at what has happened to football in the United States, as again, soccer in the United States, we seem to never call it that because we have a little bit of a conflict with another thing that's called football. But when you think about it, shouldn't it really be called? I mean, this is football. There's no question about it. We have to come up with another name for the NFL stuff.
Yeah.
It really doesn't make sense when you think about it. It is really football.
I couldn't believe my ears. I just couldn't. Real. This is sort of like a tongue-in-cheek kind of question, but is that the least patriotic thing that he's ever said? I don't mean like patriotic in terms of, you know, the Constitution or anything, but like in terms of his base, saying that we should call soccer football and call football something else, is that maybe what, like, you know what I mean? Like in terms of the things that his side cares about more than anything, isn't that like right up there? Like, isn't that like near the top of the list? Am I crazy?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
By the way, the term soccer is a British thing. It originated as slang in the late 19th century. And the reason why is because there was different kinds of football. Like, football was soccer, but there was also rugby football. That's what it was called. It was called rugby football. It wasn't just, it was like a style of football. And that eventually evolved into the football that we know. But soccer became a thing because that was called association football. So there was association football and then the other types of football, including rugby football. And association got shortened to sock, which I don't know why that happened, but that's what it was, S-O-C. And then it became soccer. I think rugby was like called rugger for a while or something, too. I think I read that today. But either way, that's the genesis of that. That's why it happened. Because there were other types of football, and they called themselves different things. And so the British, who called it soccer, they were calling it that version of football they called soccer, and they kept it. Everywhere else didn't have any other versions of football or their soccer. They didn't have any other versions. There was no rugby or there was no American football or anything like that. So they just kept football, and that's what they called it. But I'm here to tell you, as a proud American, Mr. President, I will not call soccer football. You know why? Because I love this country too much. That's why. I love America. And in this country, soccer is soccer and football is football. And that's the way it's going to be. It's the way it's always been. And that's the way it will continue to be. As long as I have enough power in my body to salute the stars and bars. We will not genuflect. I don't care if they gave you a peace bro. I don't care what they gave you. We got foot. It's the National Football League. And it's a pretty big league. It's a very churchy version of the song. And that's all the time I have here tonight. Enjoy the hockey coming up. BC and UMass Lowell. I'm Christian Arcand. I'll talk to you on Sunday. Football Sunday. Football Sunday. Good night, man. 2 minutes I couldn't last.
That's it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.